Albert, Albert Romanella, Romanella, 101051. Patient was seen 12/6. 24. Patient is a 73-year-old blind gentleman in one eye who was on hospice with congestive heart failure. He belongs to the New York Heart Association of of Class 4 of New York Heart Association classification for congestive heart failure with shortness of breath at rest and with activity. He does have lower extremity edema. He does have orthopnea. He does have PND. His caretaker tells me that he's now sleeping on 4 pillows instead of 2, period. As I said, he's blind in his left eye. He's on 2 sides around 89%, a pulse of 105, period. He has a KPS score of 40%. He's confused with 6C, as in cat. Patient is not able to take care of himself and requires caretaker around the clock, period. He also has issues with decreased appetite, which causes decreased weight, which is unavoidable, cardiac cachexia, muscle wasting, protein, calorie, malnutrition, staying in bed about 14 to 16 hours a day, period. He's using his oxygen most of the time, except when he wants to, except when he gets on his nerves, in quotation, and takes it off, period. He's overall quite debilitated. He's, of course, not walking anymore because of his shortness of breath and his weakness, period. His orthopnea, PND, is unavoidable, hence the reason for propping up on 4 pillows at night. Given the natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh, that is beautiful. Great.
Bless you. Next question is Gloria, G-L-O-R-I-A, Smith, S-M-I-T-H.
I see that. Okay, so she was born 10/13/1930. She was seen 12/6/2024. 93-year-old woman on hospice with Alzheimer's dementia. Let me make sure. Hang on 1 second. Well, yeah, Alzheimer's dementia, period. Patient was found to be quite confused. Decreased mentation is the hallmark of her disease. Has issues with decreased appetite, not eating. Previous significant rash underneath both breasts have now resolved, period. Patient also suffers from hypertension, coronary artery disease, DJD, spinal stenosis, causing pain in the lower extremity, period. Patient has lost at least 5 pounds in the past 4 weeks or so, period. She was wheelchair-bound, and now she's basically chair-bound and on the couches, and most of the time ends up sleeping on the couch, period. Her hip fracture in the past has caused a tremendous amount of pain and discomfort, which she's being treated for on hospice at this time. Her O2 saturation is at 91, pulse of 100, blood pressure is 90 over 60, period. KPS score is 40%. Her weight loss is unavoidable. She also has protein, calorie, malnutrition. And once again, the rash that was noted previously has now resolved. Patient's gastroesophageal reflux is no longer an issue, and the hypertension appears to be well controlled, which I'm suggesting to the medical director to stop the lisinopril and then have the nurses check her blood pressure and make sure they're staying normal, period. She also has
bowel and bladder incontinence, and IDL dependency, as it's seen, as it's, it is the hallmark of Alzheimer's dementia, especially at the end. And issues with aspiration remains a big problem, hence causing decreased appetite and lack of assimilation, causing her weight loss and inability to gain any weight. Thank you.